We started Dine Haftorah Ubirchol Seha Reish Pei Dalet. Yesterday we did Aleph. There was a lot to say. I need to kind of clarify a bit. Clarify, fill in some holes. Okay, so there basically is a machlokes when Chazal instituted Haftorah. Whether it's when they instituted it at the time that they weren't allowed to read from the Torah, and that's why they instituted that, you know, at that point in time, or we already saw yesterday things kind of changed even after they brought that back Kriyas HaTorah. We continue with Haftorah, and perhaps some of the rules changed at that point. But did they institute Haftorah like Kriyas HaTorah? It has to be a klaf, it has to be a full sefer, a book of Yehoshua, a book of Shoftim. And there are those that say that. And others say, no, that's not what they instituted. It's not clear what was instituted. It's a machlokes. Okay, so we said over yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah says that lechatchila, one should use a real, we'll call it a Megillah, whatever, a scroll of a full book of whatever book of Navi they are reading. Now, it's not so practical, therefore, not everybody does it. Now, the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Samech talks about, really, you're not allowed to write up pieces of Tanakh. You have to write the whole book. So they used to have something called a Sefer Haftorah. That's what Magnus asked yesterday. They used to have a Sefer Haftorah. It was a book of Haftorah. So nowadays, I think there's like a Gabbai. The Gabbai might have a book of Haftorah. I remember as a kid seeing such a thing. But the real Sefer Haftorah that I was talking about up there was written by a sofer on klaf, rolled up like a Megillah. But instead of going from the beginning to the end of the book of Yehoshua, it just goes through all the Haftorahs that we will say throughout the year. So the question is, what is the status of that? So really, the Gemara says that book is not allowed to be written because you're taking things out of context. You have to write the whole book. You can't just write one Haftorah, another Haftorah, another Haftorah. You got to write the book, beginning to end the book. But the Gemara says that a lot of times it's not possible. And just like we said, I think it compares it to, just like you're not allowed to write down Torah Shabbat Peh, but we have books called Mishnah and Gemara, because of Eisa Sos Hashem Efer Torah Secha, if Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi realized if we're not going to commit the highlights of the oral law to writing and compile the Mishnah, Chas V'Shalom, Torah will be forgotten. And it was enough to have the highlights, to have the Mishnahis and everything else they knew. And a few generations, a few hundred years later, Ravina Ravashi, so that's not enough. Chayitza are getting beaten up in the Golos. And it's not enough. We have to write up the entire Gemara. So what's the Hetzer? You're not allowed to do such a thing. That is Eza Sosh Hashem Afir Torah Secha. Certain times, now, it's not for me and you to decide, but the Gedolei Hadorah can decide that we're allowed to do something that we're not allowed to do because it's crucial. Otherwise, God forbid, Torah will be forgotten. So they compare that to this writing up of pieces of, it's not practical for most places to have whole, entire books of the prophets of Navi, and therefore you can write up little pieces. That's all discussion, write little pieces to learn, write little pieces to read. So what's the status of that today? So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't mention it, from what I remember. And the Mishnah Berurah basically says you should have a klaf. If you don't have a klaf, the next thing is a printed Tanakh. And after that is like a regular Chumash with the Haftorah in the back. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down that the minhag in many communities in Lithuania was to have this Sefer After Us written on a klaf. Chazanish holds it's all or nothing. He holds if you have a full book of Navi, good. And if not, it's all the same. All the other options are the same. So the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down the Sefer After Us. So he says if you don't have a full book, so then you should do a Tanakh or a full printed book of Navi. And if you don't have that, then you read from a Chumash. In Shulchan Shlomo, they bring down in a footnote. I don't know why it's a footnote. It seems to be very important. Then when they asked the Shlomo Zalman, what is the priority? He said, number one is a full sefer of Navi in a klaf written properly. And he says, the second option is this sefer Haftorasa, which is written on a klaf. All the Haftorah is written on a klaf by a sofer stam. He says that's the second option. If you don't have that, which obviously nowadays most people don't even have that, so then you read from a Tanakh. And he doesn't say if you don't have a Tanakh, then you read from a Chumash, but kind of that's the fourth option. So according to Shlomo Zalman, the order is a Navi written properly, a full Navi, a Sefer after Rasa written properly on a Klaf, a Tanakh, and then regular Chumash with the Haftarahs in the back. All the Haftarah is written on a Klaf. I mean, in one scroll. It's not usually a scroll. It's pieces of cloth that are sewn together. Yeah, but it's all right. I imagine. I don't know. I assume they go in order of parshios, but maybe not. Maybe they go in the order that it appears in the Navi. I don't know. We have to go find it. I don't know. Okay, there's more to say on this. Let's see. All right, let's just go straight and then we'll get there. There is a discussion that we have to get to. What's the business that the Hasidim say it all together out loud? It's one thing that we want to discuss. The other thing is there an Indian of reading along, even quietly, with the one reading after? Okay, so we'll get there. Reish Pei Dalet Beis. This is a question built off of a question in Shabbos Chaf Dalet. And this is a din from Rav Gidl, which is brought down to answer the question over there in Shabbos. The question over there in Shabbos is not relevant to us. Reish Pei Dalet Beis. Imcha Rosh Chodesh b'Shabbos. Ein hamavtir maskil Rosh Chodesh klal. The maftir does not, the haftarah guy does not mention, right, in the brachos you mention Shabbos, right? You don't have to mention Rosh Chodesh at all. Why? Mishnah points out Sifkat and Dalad. Del Mali Shabbos ain't Navi Rosh Chodesh. Ukriyas Navi Rak Mishim Shabbos. Why are we reading Navi? Because of Shabbos. Do we ever read on Rosh Chodesh? No. And therefore Rosh Chodesh is not relevant, and therefore you don't need to mention Rosh Chodesh in the brachos on the haftarah. Even though you don't need to put it into the chasima, into the ending, you don't need to go that far like we do in Musaf. But you should throw it into the bracha in the middle. You should say, "As Yom HaManoach Hazeh, this day of Shabbos is Yom Rosh Chodesh Hazeh, and this day of Rosh Chodesh." However, Haminik is Svara Rishona. The minik is like the first opinion that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh at all. Sif Gimel. Tzarech lechavin lebirchos hakorim b'Torah ulebirchos hamaftir v'ya'ane achareim amen. So you should listen to the brachos on Kriyas HaTorah and the maftir and the haftorah and answer amen. Usually we say amen is not ma'akiv. If you're listening to Kiddush and you didn't answer amen, you're still yotzei Kiddush. Here you should answer amen. We'll see why in a minute. V'yalu lo lahashim min yimei habracha shechitzim yana b'Shabbos. David HaMelech was misakein. We learned back in Siman Mem Vav. Well, two plus years ago. We learned over there that there was a plague. 100 people were in Reish Pei Dalet Gimel. A plague, 100 Jews were dying every day. David HaMelech instituted make 100 brachos a day, and that stopped the plague of 100 people dying every day. Now the Mishabura goes through the calculation, and when you just add up 3 Shemona Esrays, and you're ready most of the way there. You do 19 times 3 equals 57. So you're ready most of the way there. 15 Brachos HaShachar, you have Brachos HaTorah, you have Brachos Kriya Shema. Eat a little, go to the bathroom a little, and it adds up. And that's great, but on Shabbos it's more complicated, because on Shabbos, we don't, instead of Shemoneh Esrei having 19 brachos, it only has 7 brachos. Now the consolation prize is Musaf, we have an extra tefillah, so it's an extra 7, but it's still only 7 times 4 equals 28. That's a far cry from 57. So how are you going to get to 100 brachos? So he says you should listen to the brachos on the laning and on the haftorah and answer amen, and you can use that to complete the count of 100 brachos. Mishpura says Sifkat Nambav Achrim Amen. The idea is Amen. Choshev Ki'ilu Hu Mavarech Ki'ilu Hu Ki'ilu Haya Mavarech La'atma. As if he's making a bracha himself. And Dershu points out that we learned back in Reish Yud Gimel towards the end of Chelik Beis that you don't need to answer Amen to be Yotze. But here, you kind of need a higher level of attachment to that bracha for the bracha to be considered yours to complete your mea bracha, as the poskim say. And therefore, here you should answer Amen. There's a famous story, I think, with the Brisker Rav, where he was staying by someone. He asked for an apple, and he left it, you know, in his room, whatever. And then they went to the Mincha. He came home and he gave him back the apple. And he said, I thought the Rav wanted the apple. He said, nah, it was two brachas short, but they gave me an Aliyah Mincha. So I got my two brachas and I don't need the apple anymore. Okay, most of us are not on that level to be busy counting. So you see, he wasn't Samech on the Shulchan Aruch that you can listen to the brachas of the Olim. A. And B, okay, he's on the Dagger and counting his Mea brachas, even on Shabbos. Okay, Sif Dalid. Katan Yachal Lahaftir. So this is not spoken about over here because we learned about it back in Reish Pei Beis by Kriya Satorah. The Katan can read the Haftorah. The Katan can also get the Maftir Aliyah. Many places, many Israelis, that's what they do for the Bar Mitzvah. The Shabbos before the Bar Mitzvah, he gets the Maftir Aliyah, he reads the Haftorah, even though he's not Bar Mitzvah yet. And we had here in the shul, so I think one of the kids, they put him up to read the Haftarah. I don't think they gave him the Maftir Aliyah, but they put him up to read the Haftarah. Continues the Ramah. Reish Pei Dalet Dalet Hagah. Him kor l'maftir mishayinu yodea l'omar Haftarah. Yochol acher l'omar aval chadchila osu l'asuskin. So someone doesn't know the Haftarah, so he gets the Maftir Bracha, and someone else can do the Haftarah. But the Chatkili shouldn't do that, because the whole point is to have the same person doing the Maftir and the Haftarah, to show that the Torah, before you read the Navi, you read the Torah, because Torah is even more Chashiv than the Navi. So what is very often done, especially if they're reading from a Klaf, but in Eretz Yisrael they do it even if they're not reading from a Klaf, the Maftir will... They get the Maftir Aliyah, then he'll make the brachos on the Haftorah, and they'll have someone else, the Bal Kore, read the Haftorah. That's also common. Oh, that's what Mishua says, Sivkot and Ches. Lechatchila. What does it mean, Lechatchila? Hainu, she ain't karen the Maftir, Mishua Sivkot and Ches. You shouldn't call him up for the Maftir Aliyah. You better make sure he knows how to do the Haftorah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Bizmaneinu nowadays, Sham Minig, Bekama Mekamos, in a number of places. The Minig is Licht of Nevi'im, Al Klafu Beglila, Kesefer Torah, that they write, they have for the Haftorah, the Navi, on a Klafu Beglila, written like a Sefer Torah. And it's harder to read that if you're not prepared. And especially the halal of Haftarah is a tongue twister. Then Cain, Akari ben Navi, who moti kolat tibor, could kriyas sefer Torah. The Cain, afil lechatchila, motu likros amaftir, afil mishani the other kos ben Navi ba'atzmo, who yomar kolat brachos, v'shech tibor ikra Haftarah. From a like, look at my sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, there's a Bal Korei. Really, it's not supposed to be a Bal Korei. Everyone gets an aliyah supposed to read. But it doesn't work. We're not holding. The Taimanim apparently are holding, but we're not holding. Maybe they give them advance notice. I don't know. Even with advance notice, sounds very complicated. So we have a Bal Korei, and the person getting the Aliyah makes the brachos, and he reads along quietly with the Bal Korei. It's as if he's reading the parsha, and the Bal Korei is reading for him. So when you read from a klav, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's the same thing by the Haftarah. He makes the brachos, and he reads along quietly with the one who's reading the Bal Korei, who's reading it out loud, and that's how they do the Haftarah. So here it's talking about a klav, but I never saw this in America, where one person gets the brachos and another person reads the Navi, but here it's common, even when it's not a klav. I've never seen that in America. If it's a klav, maybe I've never seen a klav in America. But if they're reading from a Tanakh, where there's dots and there's trup, so usually the person doesn't. Obviously, there are plenty of people who don't know how to read the Haftarah. So it's not whatever. I guess that's. I once went to a. I never saw it before, and I came here, and I was like, I was upset when I first moved here, and I went to a Meir Simcha Orbach. I said, "No, say the kachosim." He wasn't bothered by it. That's what they do. Finish. Okay, that was Siv Dalet. Sifek. Im nishtate kamafti be'em tzavtar. He got stuck. Habala saima lo yatchim lakom shapasak harishon. So the pinch hitter, the one who's coming to take over, should not pick up where the first guy left off. And it's tzarech lachzor lahatchim imokom shehitchil harishon kamo b'sefer Torah. He has to go back to the beginning of the haftorah. What about making the bracha? Does we also have to make the bracha again? Mishabir says if katan tas, liyim bracha lefanah, yesh deos amachokas aposkin, back in siman kuf, ma'am, hilchas kresetar, ayin shamatam, vodin achas, ayin pimagadim shikasav, it's a suffix brachas lakas, he's not going to read say the brachas again, but he's going to start from the beginning of the haftar. Haga. We have a rule that two voices, two sounds, cannot be heard simultaneously. And if you have two things going at the same time, so you don't hear Reuven, you don't hear Shimon, you don't hear either one, then you're not Yotze. It's a Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Megillah. And the Gemara there says that there are exceptions to the rule. The exceptions are things that are chaviv. What's chaviv? There the example is halal, if you're being yotze with halal. Or Megillah, that if even though two people are reading it, when it's chaviv, we say, trei kol mishtami. Haftorah comes every week, and is not considered chaviv. And that's also mafurish over there in the Gemara, that it's not one of the exceptions. And therefore, two people can't read the Haftorah simultaneously. So, yeah, let's see the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Katan Yud Aleph. So it sounds like two people should not be reading simultaneously. Now, if you daven by the Hasidim, you notice that they all read it together out loud. So what's up with that? So let's see. Here it sounds like you have to listen. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Katan Yud Aleph. Lo Yomer. I ain't mugging Ram. The Davka b'kol Ram. They shouldn't read out loud. About Belachash, if they're reading along quietly, Mutter Lomar. They can read along quietly. Shebezelo Yachu the Chaveiro. They're not bothering their friends. Shelo Yuchal Ishma. They got Nochon the Chatzil Lassos Kain. He says it's proper to do that. The Chachil. They goes Belachash. Mitocha Sefer Imakoy to read along quietly with the Balkoy. Lain Bibim God in the Mashmud here. They goes Mila b'Mila Meshech Tzibor. You should go together with the Shech Tzibor. Not that you're reading it at your pace and he's reading at his pace. You're going together because you're the ikus to hear it from the balkor. We'll see in a minute. Masha kasav and b'shem shara frayim. Vayim b'sefer ma'isarav the Vilna Gaon shekasav the other kasav of Magen Avraham shir the cross belachash mitocha sefer makore and a davka k'shakor kore mitocha chumish hava k'shakor mitocha navi yikru levad v'kulam yushomim. He says, if everyone's reading out loud, it's a bracha levatala. Now, see that it doesn't seem to be into what the Hasidim do. Okay, let's take this a little bit more, a little slowly. So he brought down for the Vilna Gaon, explaining the Magen Avraham as follows. When should you read along quietly with the Baal Kareh? When he's reading from a Chumash. When he's reading from a Tanakh. But if he's reading from a Klaf, then you don't read along quietly with him, you just listen to him and you yotze with him. But when he's not reading from a Klaf, then you should read along quietly. Then he says that if everyone's reading together out loud and no one's listening, so then the bracha is levatal. So here, a number of poskim are Mekel. I don't think any, I assume the Hasidic poskim, I guess they support this, because that's what the Hasidim do. Although I don't think when I daven by Ravazna, I don't think they did it Ravazna Shul, but this is what they do by many of the Hasidic Shuls. So they say if he's not reading from a klaf anyway, so then everyone, you know, you should, that's already a different story. If they're reading from a klaf, then everyone shouldn't be reading out loud. So nowadays, I assume most Hasidic places are not reading from a regular klaf, and therefore there's room for their minhag. It doesn't seem like the Mishnah Berurah loves it. Okay, look at the Bir Halacha. Dibur Masla Jitrei Kali. I'm Mishnah Berurah. I'm Mishnah Ephraim. Vizel Lashonu. Iker Hadinu Shezei Shalom Maftir Hu Bavad Yomar Aftar. The Iker Hadin is just the one who gets the Maftir. He reads Aftar out loud. Vatzibur Yomu Gamkin Achar Belachash. And they should read along quietly. Where I come from, says the Shara, everyone's reading it together out loud. But it's because they don't know any better, and they're wrong. They shouldn't do it that way. So we said it. Hold on a second. 17. Oh yeah. So the issue of footnote 17 brings down from the Chasam Sofer and the Minchas Yitzchak that in a place where they're not reading from a klaf anyway. It helps for those who don't know how to read, whatever. I don't know. I don't really understand that so much because find the guy who knows how to read to put up a balkore. But the Chasam Sofer says if they're not reading from a klaf, so then all they're reading out loud together is not so bad. And then Minchas Yitzchak Dying Weiss also brought down reasons to be makel. Again, the Rishon Mishabura doesn't like it. And here the Shafrayim doesn't like it. But the Chatchila Yeshinuk Shamafti Yom Haftol B'Koram, the Maftia says the Haftarah out loud. Just like a balkaria, b'sefer Torah, b'tzibur, yomer acharav b'lachash, and they should say along quietly. V'akoponim toshu asara omdim samach lamavti shishmu l'kol ha'omer haftorah. Okay, so officially, now that I read it together, Chassidim are knowing to do that. Mishabura doesn't love it. That those that are mi'ashev the minig, especially if they're not reading from a klaf. Anyway, okay. Look, I assume the Chassidim, you know, have on whom to rely. Reish pei dalet vav ain a mafti mafti ad sheigmar gola ligla sefer Torah. You shouldn't start the haftorah until they finish doing glila, because everyone's supposed to sit and look inside and pay attention, and even the one doing hagbon glila. So wait till they finish so that they can follow along. You should also not take the sefer, the navi, off of the bima until you finish the brachas. Should be there with the bracha. Perhaps similar to making it a bar per eight, so you hold the apple in your hand. Don't make the eights and then open the fridge and look for your apple. Perhaps similar. Sif Zayin. B'shabish ha-parashas mechubaros. When you have a double parasha, maftir and baftar is parasha shniyah. You read from the second parasha, the Haftorah of the Shaykh, the second parasha. There are exceptions to that rule, but that's the general rule. Hagah, v'ayin, l'kam, and simen, tof, chof, ches. We'll get there, Bezrat Hashem. V'nogu l'hazker achar kriyas ha-Torah. The meaning after kriyas ha-Torah is to mention the nishamos ha-mesim. Mention the people who have passed away. To give a bracha to those who oskim mitzarchei tzibor ba'amuna, kamakom lefi min haga. V'nogu l'omer yikum purkan. And even though that's a tefillah and a bakasha, ve'ein bazeh mishum isser tchina b'shabbos, there's no problem of bakashas on Shabbos and saying yikum purkan. And of course, that meaning is to say yikum purkan. The gam ki nogi l'omer avar rachamim, v'chol yom she'ein omer tzikas v'tzedek. When on Shabbos, they're not going to say tzikas v'tzedek in mincha, they're also not going to say avar rachamim shachris. Ein omer nesok. V'chein kishish chasana o mila. They also don't say it by Shabbos Mavarchim, Milvabi Mea Sfira, except for during the Sfira, Rosh Chodesh, Iyar, and Sivan, where they do say it because of the tragedies and the Crusades and all the tragedies that happened during that time period. I think Shabbos Mavarchim Av, they also say it. Yeah, here the Mishabura points out Sif Katan Tesvav. I don't know how they handle this in America in certain shuls. He says that you should say this, mention the neshamas after Kriyas Torah. La'afuke achar ashrei. Mishabura Sif Katan Tesvav. La'afuke achar ashrei. As opposed to waiting till after ashrei to do that. Lo yomar shum dover. After ashrei, you should say nothing. That kaddish only the thing. Omer called the Shmon Esrei. The kaddish that is said before Shmon Esrei of Musaf, who koi al Ashrei she'omer batchila. That kaddish is really going back on the Ashrei. So there should be no interruption between the Ashrei and the kaddish. The alki ain the havsig meinayim. Oh, but we return the sefer Torah, right? Yalulu shem shem. The yalulu she'omer of returning the sefer Torah ain havsig. In some places, a minig evolved when there's someone sick. Oh, chasin the sefer dabi adal achar ashrei. They make a misha beirach or mafse karbi bein ashrei the kaddish with the kaddish before musaf shelo kedin hu. So I once heard, I don't remember seeing this inside, but I once heard the question in most shuls in America when the rabbi gets up to give a speech, when does he do it? After ashrei, when they put away the sefer Torah before kaddish. But the Kaddish, we should say, going back on Ashrei, there's not supposed to be an interruption between the Kaddish and the Ashrei. So that does not seem to be the time to give the sermon. I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. I don't know. I'm reading Mishnah Berurah. I don't know. I assume there's a reason they do it then. I think I have seen places where the Dafka, the rabbi, speaks at other points. But usually, the rabbi speaks before the Kaddish, before Musaf, after they return the Sefer Torah. Because the problem with doing things before Ashrei is the Sefer Torah is still out. So it's kind of like you want to put back the Sefer Torah. Like, the rabbi's not going to give a sermon while the Sefer Torah is out. Like, I guess he could, but I don't know. It's kind of weird. So that seems like a good, you put back the Sefer Torah, you're about to start Musaf, that's a good time for a sermon. But the Mishnah Berurah says that's a problem because the Kaddish before Musaf is really going back on Ashrei, and you're not supposed to interrupt between Ashrei and that Kaddish. So I don't know the answer to that question. And that concludes Siman Reish Pei Dalet.